Mourn Team Kia at Cheltenham and Mount Barker for all your class-leading Kia vehicles and servicing. Tyre Power, store-wide super sale now on. Get into your local independently owned Tyre Power today.
Breakfast with Kane Corns and Andrew Hayes.
I'm better than ever.
Yeah, the race for the top eight is very, very interesting. We'll go through all the scenarios and what it means for the, I guess, 10 teams, but really nine vying it for eight spots and also the all-important top four. We'll do that in our footy shorts very, very shortly, but there's plenty of other sports news to get through this morning as well, Hazy, including your boy Nick Kyrgios, who's been in good form, but has been brought back down to earth.
Yeah, when you say your boy, I think you mean our boy, Nick Kyrgios.
Definitely not my boy.
Purple patch is finally over. Poland's Hubert Hurkacz overcoming 53 winners to topple the Aussie star. So Kyrgios confessed that he had a little more to give physically in his nine-match win streak came to an end in the quarterfinals of the ATP Montreal Masters on Friday. So the Wimbledon runner-up lost 7-6, 6-7, 6-1 to Polish powerhouse Hurkacz. A little bit homesick too as well, revealed. For the last couple of days. So he's in some serious form, though, Nick Kyrgios. Get around him for the US Open.
When is that? When's that kicking off? I'll Google that in a tick. But he would be in the top five favourites, I reckon, for the US Open. He can absolutely win that if he puts it together like he did at Wimbledon. Righto, on Sunday, South Australian sporting legends Andrew McLeod and Brett Maher, well, they've called on the South Australian government to make a bid for future Commonwealth Games, Hazy. Let's have a listen to the Bungie and Brettster show on Sunday.
Well, I think it would be good for the state to have the Commonwealth Games here. It may help the government pump a bit more money into the different arenas and that as well, but I think it would be huge for the state.
When we saw Bruce McAvaney get off the plane from Birmingham and say, bring it to Adelaide, he was thrilled by it, and I think it would work, Bungie.
We've got so many great events here. We've proven in the past that we do it well. Let's aim for the Comm Games. It'd be great to get it. Marzi as the ambassador.
Bruce McAvaney says something, you do what he says. So Macca puts it on the menu. You go, all right, let's make this happen because the voice has spoken.
I think if Bruce is saying it, there may be merit to it. It's whether the government has the money to be able to fund all the infrastructure that is needed. They probably would say no. And it's going regionally. It's a regional Victoria as well. So we'll wait and see how that sort of works. Hazy, the EPL is thanks to Optus Sport, the home of the world's best football. Manchester United are on the bottom of the EPL ladder for the first time. Is that legit?
Yeah.
On the bottom of the EPL ladder.
Incredible scenes.
Oh, my goodness.
Erik ten Hag's bad start as Man U manager descended into an embarrassment as a 4-0 thrashing by Brentford. You don't hear much about Brentford, do you?
No.
Well, they smashed Man U. This was on Saturday, left the Red Devils bottom of the Premier League. Worse could still be come for United, hosting Liverpool in their next fixture, who beat their historic rivals 5-0 and 4-0 last season. That match is penciled in for August 22. So you're just
early
not
days.
Used to Manchester United being anywhere near the bottom or getting thrashed in any game. It's actually just strange to watch.
It is early days. They finished sixth on the table last year with 16 wins and 10 losses. I think they'll turn it around. But I have seen some funny memes coming from that part of the world and the Manchester United supporters who are probably, I don't know, one of the most passionate supporter groups in the world. So we'll wait and see what happens there. Hayes, you touched on one of the US stars being banned for 80 games for using performance-enhancing drugs, despite the wild excuse. What's this guy's name?
Fernando Tatis Jr. So he's on a pretty penny. Don't worry, he's just signed a $341 million 14-year contract. But look, he was taking performance-enhancing drugs and just writing it off as a bit of ringworm treatment, as you do. Loophole.
As you do. Anything else happening that we need to be across?
Matilda skipper Sam Kerr, she's been named in a 20-strong list for the women's at Ballon d'Or, football's greatest individual honour. So while seven-time winner Leo Messi was left off the 30-man list for the men's award, Kerr finished third in last year's voting, but this season she has won the league and cup double while claiming the golden boot, so she is right in the mix. She just continues to absolutely dominate. Some cricket as well. Some quick stuff. Australian spinner Alani King took the first ever hat-trick in women's, the 100 on Saturday. King, who recently won a gold medal at the Commonwealth Games, starred for the Trent Rockets as they thumped Manchester Originals by 44 runs. The Aussie finished with incredible figures of 4 for 15 from 20 deliveries and took a stunning dive and catch when she wasn't causing havoc with her spin. You get a hat-trick in any form, unbelievable. In T20, even more so. And I think this is what even a shorter form. So unbelievable stuff.
Good stuff, Hazy. There's your sports update. A lot of Manchester United fans just saying, calm down. They've played two games.
Yeah.
But still, it is unusual to see that.